In the OR, time loses all meaning. In the midst of sutures and saving lives, the clock ceases to matter. 15 minutes, 15 hours. Inside the OR, the best surgeons make time fly. Outside the OR, however, time takes pleasure in kicking our asses. For even the strongest of us, it seems to play tricks, slowing down, hovering, until it freezes, leaving us stuck in a moment, unable to move in one direction or the other.
Izzy,
come on.
Okay, she's been in there all night. We have to do something.
Yeah.
Why are you all looking at me?
Well, this is familiar territory for you.
There's nothing familiar about this. Unfamiliar. Denny died. The man she loves died.
Yeah, but you're all dark and twisty inside.
Dark and twisty.
The mother with the Alzheimer's thing and the father you don't talk to.
And the tequila thing and the inappropriate men.
You are dark and twisty inside, Meredith, and now Izzy is dark and twisty inside.
So all of a sudden, I'm the president of people with crappy lives?
Seriously, we have to do something. Someone has to go in there.
The 7 years you spend as a surgical resident will be the best and worst of your life. Look around you. Say hello to your competition.
Hi, Izzy Stevens, Washington.
Hi, Alex Scarrell, Iowa.
This is nice, right? They throw a mixer for the new interns?
Yeah. It's just an excuse to get us all happy and drunk before they torture us. What program are you in?
Surgery.
Seriously?
Seriously. What?
I picked you for gynae or peds or something.
You don't think I can be a surgeon? I can be a surgeon.
Surgery's hardcore.
I'm hardcore.
You won't last the first year, babe.
Hey, Izzy.
What?
Maybe you should change your clothes. Maybe you want to wear something more comfortable.
Stop it.
Izzy.
Stop it, I mean it. Stop talking. There is nothing to talk about. Do you understand me? There is nothing to discuss.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
You're a surgeon.
Yes.
Usually they don't send a surgeon for this.
What do we need to... How do I do this? How do we do this?
You just gotta ID the body before I take him to the funeral home. So I don't take the wrong guy.
That happens?
You would believe how many times I take the wrong guy.
That's him. Yes. Denny, Duquette.
Great. Load him up. And sign.
When's the funeral?
No funeral. Family has to have the body sent to Memphis.
Wait. I'm so sorry.
Why are we making sandwiches again?
It's what you do when someone dies. You cook.
Yeah, I know what to do when someone dies. I am a Jew. I know food and death. It's Shiva.
Is it Shiva even if she's Catholic?
Well, Shiva's what I know how to do, so yeah, it's Shiva. And if we're sitting Shiva for Denny, then we should order in, because making sandwiches is not the same as cooking.
Sandwiches are comfort food.
What's wrong with you?
Everything with me is fine. It's Izzy that we're worried about.
Oh, what did you do?
Denny died. Burke got shot. Let's just have some perspective and remember what I did is a tiny, slightly small...
Whatever, spit it out.
I lost my panties last night.
Back already?
Oh, I never left. I did a craniotomy and a ruptured secular aneurysm.
I've been here all night, too. I wanted to see the autopsy on Duquette.
Yeah. You seen Meredith? Dr. Gray, have you seen her? Seen Dr. Gray?
Why? What's going on with you?
No, can you get somebody to cover my rounds for me so I can take care of some stuff?
Are you free? Dr. Shepard, there's an incoming head trauma, and the pit's overcrowded with early flu season.
Giselle Toussaint, 42-year-old woman, unrestrained driver of a car that hit a railing, ejected.
She was hard. We were coming to the ER. We were both sick. We couldn't shake this flu thing, so she was better, so I let her drive.
Sir?
Omar?
Giselle? Honey?
Where are we? Are we dancing?
We had an accident.
The door laceration, she's leaking spinal fluid. Let's get an OR ready, okay?
Dancing is so beautiful.
You're beautiful.
You're burning up.
Okay, somebody gave him a bag. Let's get her up to the OR right away. Let's get the answer.
What's going on?
There's a newborn found in a trash can of turned vegetable. The umbilical cord's still attached.
You didn't start an IV. He's dehydrated.
Couldn't find a vein.
I need to get an IV access. Get me an IO needle, and I need a neonatal intubation kit. Olivia, go! Move now!
Pull me from the floor. I'm just down here helping with the flu overflow. Alex, how old is that baby?
Wait, what are you doing?
I think I'm going to leave this sick, premature infant in New York.
He has to be admitted. You can't just take him.
Paige Edison Shepard, tell him to meet me in the NICU.
Fred?
Premature newborn male with petechia.
What's his platelet count?
17,000.
17,000? Did you transfuse platelets?
Yes, but it didn't help.
Where's the mother?
I don't know.
Dr. Krev.
I'm not asking you where the mother is for my health. I expect you to use your brain. Where's the mother?
I don't know. The baby was found in a trash can at a high school.
They left him in a trash can.
He's got some inner abdominal bleeding on CT. You want to run some more tests? Dr. Shepard?
I need a stat ultrasound and for you to infuse 2 grams of IVIG if there is no cranial bleeding. And then find out where the mother is. I need to test for maternal platelet antibodies.
Can you just do surgery to fix the abdominal bleeding?
If I wanted to kill him, I could do that. Damn it. What is this?
Dr. Montgomery Shepard, there's some people here about the baby.
Busy morning.
Oh, yeah, getting busier. You have a new appointment on the books.
I have back-to-back elective surgeries, Patricia. I don't have time.
Do you want to take this meeting? She made an appointment.
The clot's been evacuated. Are we ready to close? I just want to make sure there are no remaining bone fragments.
Here we go.
How's Izzy?
As well as can be expected.
Never gets easier, you know, losing a patient. It's a little less shocking, I guess, but never gets any easier.
Izzy was in love with him. Danny wasn't just a patient, they were in love.
You had sex with Derek in an exam room at the prom?
Yes.
Last night? You and Shepard did it?
Yes.
You and McDreamy did the nasty, nasty.
Christina!
I'm not judging. I'm just trying to wrap my mind around it. I mean, you're with Finn, and he's with Addison.
He's married to Addison.
Yeah. Well, what did Derek say?
He said Meredith, what does this mean?
Oh, wait. But he has sex with you, and he's standing there all McGuilty, and all he has to say from himself is, oh, what does this mean? What does this mean?
I don't know.
Well, are you going to go back to Finn? Is Shepard leaving his wife?
I just...
Meredith, hold on to both hands! Meredith! Mommy!
Richard, you were to tell Adele I was just...
I can't do that, Richard.
That's what we... Richard.
Call me, baby.
Please. Richard, you can't see a thing. Richard!
You didn't have to make an appointment to see me. I'm your husband.
An appointment seemed to be the best way to get your undivided attention, because here you are.
Adele, listen.
Sit down.
Adele.
Sit down. We have an appointment.
Chief, the IDC is here. We had a couple come in this morning. Derek just finished a craniotomy on the wife, but the husband, he's got severe flu symptoms, swollen lymph nodes, buboes. Turns out they came in contact with
the plague? Look, I'm sorry, Adele. I need to deal with this.
So what? My daughter gets a B in math and suddenly she's birthing babies in toilet stalls?
I'm Dr. Montgomery Shepherd. I'm treating the newborn. He has an emergent blood condition. I need to know whose baby it is I'm dealing with.
Yeah, we'd all like to know that. Sarah, talk.
I don't know anything about any baby, Mom.
None of us do.
Well, one of you must know something, otherwise you and your parents wouldn't be here.
Our girls... The principal said that they were the last people in the bathroom before that baby was found. So we just thought, before the police show up...
One of you knows, and you better confess. I don't want my Lisa messed up in this.
Look, the police will be here soon. Can't you just do some sort of DNA test so the rest of us can get out of here?
DNA results take days, and frankly, I'm not concerned with getting the rest of you out of here. If this baby isn't treated, he's going to die. Now, I can do vaginal exams on each of the girls.
My daughter is 14 years old. She's not sexually active, and I won't have you violating her body.
You won't have it because you know it's your kid. I tell you what, you have my consent to do whatever it takes to prove my Lisa's innocent.
You are a sick bastard, you know that?
A child's life is in jeopardy here. Now, and it's not your consent that I need.
We didn't do anything wrong.
Yeah, just because we were in there doesn't mean it's our baby.
Do we look like the kind of girls who get pregnant and throw their kids into the trash?
Nice work today, O'Malley.
Hey, did Meredith go home with Izzy?
Yeah, Christina, too. I'm headed there now.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, great. It's that, I don't know if Izzy's up for a lot of people.
Well, I'm gonna go see Meredith.
Oh.
Okay.
Dr. Shepherd?
Yes?
Dr. O'Malley?
Yeah?
I'm with the IDC. Is anyone else in this room?
No.
You performed the surgery on Mrs. Toussaint?
Yes.
She and her husband were in close contact with the victim of the plague. She may have been exposed.
Which means we may have been.
Yeah.
I can't.
We're waiting on the diagnosis of Mrs. Toussaint. This room will be sealed off until we know the threat has been contained and you're absolutely safe.
But you're not saying that...
You cannot leave. You're quarantined.
IDC has everything under control.
Work fast. Anyone who's in contact with Toussaint is in quarantine. Shepard and O'Malley are not happy. But everything's under control if you need to get back to your wife.
Oh, no. I should check in with the IDC rep. I have to stay on top of my hospital. Keep me posted.
Hello? Hello? I need help. Somebody, please. I know you can hear me. I see you standing out there in your giant white spacesuit.
Sir?
Yes. No unauthorized personnel beyond this point, ma'am. IDC regulations.
Look, I know he's under quarantine, but he is also a patient, and I will not ignore a patient.
Hello out there. Thank God. Thank God you can hear me. How's my wife?
My name is Dr. Bailey, Miranda Bailey. Your wife is out of surgery. She's quarantined in recovery, but she's doing fine. Now, you are asking for help.
You know how many days I've been in here?
It's only been a few hours.
Really? I'm losing track of time.
Okay, sir, you're sweating. I need you to sit down. Get back in the bed.
What about my wife, Giselle? Can you find out about Giselle?
Like I said, sir, she came out of surgery just fine, but I can check on her status again. You just stay calm until I get back.
No, wait. Don't go, please. Just stay a minute. Please.
Okay, I'm staying.
Omar. Call me Omar.
Okay, Omar. I'm right here.
I brought food.
George isn't here.
No, I know. He's in a quarantine because of a thing, and I was off duty, and I was worried about him and going crazy, and I thought about Izzy, and so I brought food.
For the Shiva.
Are you going to let me in?
Yeah.
Relax. I'm not going to bring it up, you and McDreamy and the sex. I'm not that person.
Good.
Okay.
Good.
Shiva. Is it Shiva Fizzy's Catholic?
Did you say quarantine?
This thing that you're doing, Izzy, it's not healthy. I mean, you gotta take off that dress.
Get off the floor, take off the dress, and take a shower.
Tell me about Shiva.
That's something you do when someone dies. You know, we did it for my grandmother.
How does it work?
People bring over food. Family comes over. It's supposed to help with the grieving, you know. It honors the dead.
Sounds nice.
Yeah, there's a lot of rules. 7 days of no leather shoes, no work, no sex, no sitting on things higher than a foot, no shaving, no...
What?
No clean clothes. Izzy, this doesn't have to be Shiva.
You know, they took his body away. I'll never see him again. How would you feel if you never saw Burke again? So we're sitting ship over Denny.
You want to see him?
See who?
Baby, your baby.
It's not our baby.
I've given you permission to do this thing. Now, what's the hang-up?
The hang-up, sir, is that if your daughter doesn't want to do it, I can't force her.
They're 14. They're minors. We still have a say.
No, you don't. If someone doesn't want to submit to a vaginal exam, they don't have to. It's the law.
All right. That's it. I'm taking Lisa home.
You do that, sir, and I will have you arrested before you hit the parking lot.
The law isn't the only thing in play here. If I did a vaginal exam and the girl is a virgin, there could be bleeding, undue trauma, not to mention emotional stress.
Well, if I had to take a guess as to whose kid, won't have to worry about that.
What's that supposed to mean?
Just be nice if Karen had a curfew.
Well, at least she's not a shoplifter.
Oh, Shannon stole one lipstick when she was 9. Get over it.
I know for a fact that my Lisa is a virgin.
Really? And how do you know that?
Because she's only 14 years old.
They're all...
Derek. Derek, you can't do this. Derek, we have to talk about it. You have to give me a chance to explain. What are you doing? What are you doing with my clothes, Derek? It was one time. I know this is what people say. I know this is what always gets said. It was just, I don't even know how it happened. I don't know what I was thinking. He was just here. He was
screw
just
my
here.
Best friend, and all you can say, he was just here?
Get out. No.
Get out.
No, I'm not going. We're
going
to just talk about this.
Get out of my house now.
No, I'm holding my ground. No. I'm holding my ground. We don't quit. We have to work.
Get out.
What are you doing? Derek! I'm sorry.
You have to give me a chance to show you how sorry I am.
I'm sorry, okay?
I'm gonna go. You stay. I'll get my clothes in the morning.
No, we can survive this. Derek, we can survive this. We're Addison and Derek.
I can't look at you. I look at you and I feel nauseous. I just... We're not Derek and Hassan anymore.
If you go now, we are not going to get through this. If you go now, we don't have a chance. We don't have a chance. If you go...
Thank you. Hi. Are you Preston Burke?
Yes.
The Preston Burke. Dr. Burke, I am such a huge fan. And stentless valve replacement for infectious endocarditis is performed. And your use of transmyocardial revascularization. I'm Christina Yang. If I could just get the chance to study under you, I would be... You were so amazing.
Yes. Well, thank you.
I mean, one of my choices was San Diego. I could have gone to San Diego, but, you know, Seattle's home, so. So you're new to Seattle?
Oh, no, I kind of live here. My mother lives here, and I live in her house.
That's great, because housing is a nightmare. I'm living with my parents at home, which, well, sucks. But, oh, it's nice meeting you. Been exposed to the plague.
They don't know it's a plague.
So there are men in white suits, what, making a fashion statement?
No, it's a precaution. When the blood work comes back, we'll be out of here.
What if the results come back and she's the plague? Well, then we get the plague. Then we die in here with the crappy benches and the dirty scrubs and the lockers full of whole food?
There's food in the lockers?
Dr. Shepard, those are people's that's Alex's apple.
Rude. We're dead men, O'Malley. No time to be polite.
Safe haven laws. All those girls would have had to do was drop that baby off at a fire station or a hospital. Now, it's a mess.
What are our options here?
Blood typing. We take a sample from each of the girls. The baby's blood type is double O. If the girls are A or B, it means the baby's not theirs.
We'll do it.
Everyone thinks I'll know what to say to her. I don't know what to say to her. Dark and twisty Meredith. Not dark and twisty. And if I am dark and twisty, it's because I live my life under a banner of avoidance. I avoid. I'm an avoider.
Hello?
Hey.
Hey. So, can we,
Izzy. I gotta go check on Izzy.
Don't take it personally. It's the doctor thing.
What?
4 years of high school, 4 years of college, 4 years of med school. By the time we graduate, we're in our late 20s, and we've never done anything except go to school and think about science. Time stops. We're socially retarded. I mean, look at me. I'm in love with a guy who won't say he loves me back, and here I am in his kitchen cooking, just hoping he comes home and notices me. I'm a total freak. I'm that girl in the back of the class who eats her hair. And Meredith, she's 17 years old. We're all 17 years old. This is high school with scalpels, Finn.
Oh.
Yeah. How are we doing?
We're not taking out the dressing. We don't want to discuss it.
Stop with the we. Do not we me.
Finn is downstairs with Callie.
So what's Callie gonna do?
Just don't ask. Go. I don't know what to say to you.
I don't know what to say to me either. When Dylan died, when the bomb went off, how did you feel?
It's not the same. We weren't. It wasn't.
But when he died, did you feel...
What?
Like you were moving in slow motion.
No. He was there, and then he wasn't. Like I blinked, and he was gone.
I feel like I'm moving in slow motion. Like I'm moving in slow motion and everything around me is moving so fast and I just want to go back to when things were normal. When I wasn't poor Izzy laying on the bathroom floor in her prom dress with her her, Deadfield. But I am. So I can't. And I'm just stuck. And there's all this pressure because everyone's hovering around me waiting for me to do something or say something or flip out or yell or cry some more. And I'm happy to play my part. I'm happy to say the lines and do whatever it is that I'm supposed to be doing if it will make everyone feel more comfortable. But I don't know how to do this. I don't know how to be this person. I don't know who this person is.
I see.
How did this happen? How did we end up here?
Trail mix and warm soda. Who puts warm soda in their locker?
As usual, Christina's too lazy to stock her locker with food.
Oh, now I hit the mother load here. Look at this. I got granola, cookies, muffins. Who eats this much?
That's Izzy's locker. She ate a lot, so it kept her energy up.
Eats.
What?
Eats. You said ate. Eats. Present tense. She didn't die.
Feels a little like she did. She's never coming back here.
No. Yeah.
I don't think she's ever going to be the same.
No, there are moments. All of a sudden, in a split second, your life changes forever. Well, you know it. You're somewhere else.
Gentlemen.
Chief. Can we please get out of here now?
Straight tequila. Really? You are going to be sorry in the morning.
I'm always sorry in the morning. But tomorrow I start my first day at work, so keep them coming.
Hey, Don.
Double scotch, single malt, please. So, is this a good place to hang out?
I wouldn't know. Never been here before.
Oh, you know what? I haven't either. First time here. I'm new in town. Never been to Seattle. Look, new job, so. Ah, you're ignoring me.
Trying to.
You shouldn't ignore me.
Why not?
Because I'm someone you need to get to know to love.
Really?
Oh, yes.
So if I know you, I'll love you.
Oh, yes.
You really like yourself, huh?
Just hiding my pain. So what's your story?
I don't have a story. I'm just a girl in a bar.
Just a guy in a bar.
How do you not know your kid's pregnant?
You love your kids. You want to see the best in them.
Okay, then. How do you have a baby and then throw it in a trash can?
Something happens. You panic. You freeze and you want to hide it and pretend like it didn't happen. I get that.
You get that?
I do. I just don't get what happens afterward. I don't get how you go back to class and pretend like everything's fine. Everything's not fine.
Oh, it's the blood results. Karen and Lisa are not a match.
And then there were two.
Loren, I'm feeling better, a lot better. I think the fever broke, which is good, right?
That's very good, Omar.
How's Giselle? Is she asking for me?
Omar, for Giselle being exposed to the plague, it complicated things.
Complicated what things?
We did everything we could.
No.
I'm so sorry.
No. No.
No. No. No.
Omar. My breath.
Stop. No, no. Stop. He's hyperventilating. But you have to go in there.
You can't go in there.
Somebody has to go in. Omar!
Oh, God!
Omar!
My wife!
Can you hear me?
I need my wife! I need you, sir! I have to save her! I have to help her! Let me out of here!
Omar, look at me! Omar, look at me! Look, I need you to put your hand against my hand! Come on!
Oh, God! How beautiful
you are! Omar, look at my hands! Put your hands on my hands! Good. Good. Okay. Look at me. Look at me. Can you tell me my name? Do you remember my name?
Miranda.
Miranda. That's right.
I want Giselle. I have to save her. Please help. Please. Let me out of here.
I wish I could help you, Omar. I wish I could turn back the clock and make it yesterday. You don't know how much I wish that, but, I can't turn back time.
Oh, I shouldn't let her drive. She was sick. I should have taken over.
I know. Come on. I know. I should have taken over, too, but...
We can't go back. Look, even if I could let you out of here, you can't help Giselle now, Omar.
Do you believe in God, Miranda? Do you believe in the afterlife?
I have to believe. With what I do, Omar, I have to believe that when our time comes, that we go to a place, a beautiful place, a better place.
Oh. That woman died. She actually died.
Doesn't mean we will.
Is it hot in here?
No.
Then why am I sweating?
Because you're pacing.
Nah, my pulse is rapid.
Because you're still pacing.
Can you feel me?
No, I'm not going to feel you.
Seriously,
no.
You know, you're an ass. You've lived. You've done things. And you got the hair. And the hot wife. And the beautiful ex-mistress who pined for you.
She's pining for me?
My point is you've lived. If you die, who cares? If I die... What, this is it? Callie told me she loved me. I just sat there. I mean, I wasn't ready. But now I'm gonna die. I'm not even gonna get a chance to say I love you back.
Do you? Do you love her?
She loves me.
That wasn't the question.
Maybe. Eventually, I could. One day, soonish.
Soonish. I will love you soonish.
You ever tell Meredith? You ever tell her that you love her?
No.
I did. But I'd been with Callie. It's different, but...
You should tell her. Even if it's soonish. I should tell her before it's too late.
You mean before I die of the plague?
Before somebody else comes along.
I once set the bone on the hind leg of a cow.
Come on, man, that I believe.
He tells boring animal stories, and she's too stupid to care.
Oh, I'm gonna leave the room for a period of time for no reason whatsoever.
I don't know what happened last night between you and Derek.
And
I don't want to know. All right, we never said that we were exclusive.
But you have plans.
Yeah. Well, I didn't say I wasn't pissed off. I said we weren't exclusive. That's all I wanted to say. Oh, and this. I know you think you're scary and damaged.
Dark and twisty.
It makes you feel like you don't deserve good things. But you do. And Derek, he's bad for you. But me, I'm a good thing. And if there's a race, if there is a ring, my hat is in.
I made an appointment for a reason. I scheduled the time because I had something important to say, and you made me wait.
I have a situation, Adele.
I spent my life waiting. Waiting for you to finish med school. Waiting for you to come home at night. Waiting for you to leave that woman. I'm done waiting.
Adele.
It's time for you to make a choice. Me or this hospital. It's time for you to retire, Richard.
Well, it's obvious then. This baby can't possibly be Shannon's. Look at her. No one can stay a size 2 and be pregnant. Trust me, I've tried it.
What are you saying?
Just that Sarah's a little pudgy.
At least she's not sleeping around.
I am a little short.
Shannon
didn't
even think about boys until she started hanging out with
you.
You
have some nerve.
Do I need to remind you two who the teenagers are here?
She started.
Oh. Eat up, okay?
Both of you, come with me. Let's go.
Ow! Let go of me!
Now, move.
There he is. That's your son. I want you both to look at him. Because it's not true that you did nothing wrong. You both are wrong. You're wrong for covering this up. You're wrong for lying about it. You're wrong for letting this little baby, this sweet, innocent, beautiful little boy suffer like this. He's dying. And it's your fault. It's both of your faults. And the thing is, the truth will come out. In time, it will come out. It always does. It just does. And when it does, this baby will be dead.
Shannon. Tell my mom, okay?
Thank you. Thank you for telling the truth.
You really don't feel anything?
I feel like I've been here for a very long time. I feel like it might be too late.
Too late for what?
Thank you for your patience and cooperation, doctors. You'll have to go on a course of antibiotics, but the threat has been contained.
Good. What?
You're free to go.
Poor little guy. Yeah, he's okay. We have to turn him over to a mother who's going to juvie, and grandparents are so clueless they didn't even realize their own kid was pregnant. Imagine the kind of childhood he's going to have.
You can get over a bad childhood. And you can have the worst crap in the world happen to you. I mean, you can get over it. All you got to do is survive.
Hello?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God, I was so worried.
But I'm fine. I'm 100% plague-free.
I was really, really worried.
Yeah, no, me too.
George, I really, really love you.
I was gonna come over this morning, but
I heard the quarantine.
Yeah.
So, what does this mean?
It means you have a choice. You have a choice to make. And I don't want to rush you into making a decision before you're ready. This morning, I was going to come over, and I was going to say, what I wanted to say was, but now all I can say is that I'm in love with you. I've been in love with you forever. I'm a little late. I know I'm a little late in telling you that. I just want you to take your time. You know? Take all the time you need. Because you have a choice to make. And when I have a choice to make, I choose wrong. One more day in talks, living with the sand. Alright, good night. You just burst around the back of my head.
The back of my head. Time flies.
Guess we both know we're in over our heads. Got nowhere.
You're not going to retire, are you?
Adele, you spring this on me today. I need to think. I need more time.
I don't have any more time to give.
Time waits for no man.
I meant when I said that you were dying.
Time heals all wounds.
Where have you been all day?
Sitting shiver for Denny. How are you?
How are you?
More time.
Good night.
Holding on to you, holding on to you.
Isn't this so cool? I mean, can you believe it? Tomorrow we're going to be surgeons.
Time to stand up. Time to grow up.
I know I love you. That's all.